Kia ora and welcome to the Swati News Bulletin. A member of the Māori Spectrum Working Group says claimants and the iwi are united in their desire to reach a long-term and equitable settlement. The group hosted a hui of stakeholders and claimants this week at Te Wānanga o Raukawa in Ōtaki. Piripi Walker says the hui endorsed the mandate of the negotiators who were drawn from the original claimants, the New Zealand Māori Council and Ngā Kai Whakapūmau I Te Reo, the Wellington Māori Language Board, as well as the Iwi Chairs Forum and Te Huarahi Tika, the trust set up to manage Māori 3G spectrum. The previous national government ignored Waitangi Tribunal and High Court rulings and refused to make any allocation of 4G spectrum. But Piripi Walker says negotiators are determined that won't happen with next year's 5G allocation.
A vast amount of activity and opportunity lies in the digital universe. Māori are seeking to join it as a player. The Tribunal wanted Māori under the treaty to be awarded significant stakeholding and recognise them as the proprietors on the basis of Indigenous rights of this resource and of spectrum. So that has been advanced by Māori, the Tino Rangatiratanga view, and hasn't been backed away from.
Piripi Walker. National Party leader Judith Collins says the He Puapua report goes too far for National's bottom lines. She's criticised the government for failing to say what it's going to do with the report, which was prepared as independent advice on what needed to be done to comply with the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Rights, which National signed New Zealand up to. She says the report went too far with its discussion of a Māori parliament and the ownership of national resources.
These are not things that the New Zealand public has been properly talked through and what it is that they want to do too, because there are some things that are absolutely bottom lines for the National Party, and some of those things are things like one person, one vote, democracy, the rule of law, one standard of citizenship.
National Party leader Judith Collins. Norske Skog has confirmed it's closing its Tasman newsprint mill in a little over a month's time. Air 2 delegate and industry spokesperson Bruce Hapgood says the closure affects about 160 workers, including more than 30 Air 2 members who work in maintenance. Most will take redundancy from July 16 once the clean-up has been completed at the Kawarau site. He says the mill has been a big part of Kawarau's history for several generations, and it's the reason the township was built in the first place. The closure highlights the importance of workers being unionised so that they have access to collective agreements that contain redundancy provisions and protections. That brings us to the end of the Swati News Bulletin. Kia ora.